So I mean, you know, as I was saying, you know, you could be a Stephen, you could be a Philip, you know, you could be a Paige, and filled with the power of God, be working amazing things, signs and wonders, working of powers. Now, that doesn't mean you should feel bad if you're not seeing, you know, mighty works of power happen. You know, if someone is obviously demonically oppressed and you pray for them and just are not able to break that power, if you don't get discouraged, or if, you know, someone's in a wheelchair and you pray for them and don't jump out, you know, and start dancing around the room. Don't feel like, you know, somehow you have let God down or you must be some terrible sinner because God didn't heal that person. You know, it's as the Lord wills. 1 Corinthians 12:29, Paul says, are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Dunamis? Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret it? The implied answer there is what? No. The Holy Spirit distributes as He will. So don't be discouraged, you know, if you know you're seeking these things and it's not happening according to the way you filled out your order form for the Holy Spirit to work in your life. You know, God has gifts specially tailored for each of His children. However, that power, it really is strongly implied, if not specifically stated in Scripture, that power is for everybody, no matter how God chooses, no matter what channel God chooses to operate in and use it through. He wants us to know Him as the living God, the God of power, the God of signs and wonders. Praise God. It does imply that to some degree, not everybody is given a measure of faith. Everybody is given a measure of this power of God. But to some degree, in some dimension, this is available to us. Say, to me. To me. This is available to me. Praise God. This is the same power we talked about that's poured out in revivals. We talked about, you know, back in the 1700s, George Whitefield, he was in a prayer meeting with John Wesley, and he said that suddenly the power of God fell mightily upon us, so much so that we cried out in awe and amazement. You might remember David Brainerd, we talked about, going out to the Indians, a missionary to the Indians, and he said as he was laboring there and having no results, all of a sudden, one day, all of a sudden, there was a sound like a rushing wind, and the Holy Spirit suddenly, how did he describe it? It literally bowed everybody down. It went out and mowed them down so that the Indians began to fall on their face and cry out to God in repentance. We're just filled with the power of God. We talked about the frontier revivals in the early 1800s when the missionaries and the evangelists would go out on the frontier and they would hold these camp meetings, you know, when the fire fell on the Sawdust Trail and these camp meetings. And you know, James Finley said he witnessed this one time where 500 people all at once were just suddenly slain in the Spirit. He said it was like cannon fire being opened up on them, and 500 went down all at once. You hear about guys, even not only in just revivals like that, but even individuals like D.L. Moody, who was praying for the power of God, and he was walking down the sidewalk in New York City one time after praying and praying and praying. All of a sudden, the power of God finally fell on him. And he said, I had to find some place to go because I thought I was going to die. It was so powerful upon me. I had to ask the Lord to stay His hand or I would die. Charles Finney, another great evangelist, was seeking God in the woods all day one day, and he got saved, and then he went to his house later that night and was sitting by the fireplace, and he said the power of God fell upon him. And he said it was like waves of liquid love just surging through his body. And he went out, and hundreds of thousands of people got saved under his ministry. So how does one obtain this power? How do we get a hold of this thing? And I'll close with this. Well, first of all, you have to be a Christian. I mean, this is available to God's children. So you have to be born again. But if you are a Christian, how do you get this? Well, very simple. You ask. You ask. Scripture says, first of all, they prayed. After Jesus said, this is going to happen to you, you guys are going to receive power from on high. Acts chapter 1, verse 14, they left Mount of Olives. They came back to the upper room in Jerusalem, which is probably the same place they had the Passover supper. In Acts chapter 1, verse 14, it said, these all continued with one accord in what? Prayer and supplication. 10 days of prayer. with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. And actually, it actually turned out to be about 120 people altogether. We've got about that in our church on the rolls as far as people and their children and everything like that. We got about 110, 120. Is that a good sign? Praise God. Yes, it is. You better believe it is. You had better believe it is, man. We don't have an upper room that we could fit in. I mean, we could try to cram into the attic, but I'd rather pray down here in the lower room. But they prayed for 10 days. You know, we've been praying for revival, and I want to say, you know, I'm grateful for that. Keep on praying. Don't get discouraged, man. We will reap in due time if we do not faint. We talk about those two ladies who prayed for the Hebrides revival. One was 82 and one was 84. And we figure, well, you know, if God can use those two to pray for revival and bring revival, we'll see it. Well, you know, those ladies, by the way, before we get discouraged, remember, they prayed for 5 hours a night, twice a week. They started at 10 o'clock at night and prayed till 3 o'clock in the morning. They did that every Tuesday and Friday for a month and a half. Is anybody praying for revival like that right now? I'm just curious, because I want to shake your hand. Praise God. 5 hours? Yes. Amen. But, hey, I'll tell you what, though, man, my heart bears witness with your heart. Thank you. Yes. Amen. Let's continue to press in. Man, this is worth praying for. This is worth the wait. Whatever it takes, this is worth it. God wants to do something, man, and He can do it in Queenstown just as easy as He can do it in any place. Amen. Praise God. We're just the kind of town God is looking for. We're a nondescript little old pin dot on the map that nobody knows about. That's where God likes to operate. I'm excited to be in Queenstown. So they prayed, number one. Number two, check your motives. Verse 8, Jesus said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be what? Witnesses to me in Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem, the othermost ends of the earth." This is not so we can just get like a Christian high, you know, catch a little Christian buzz at church. Oh, that was fun. Now let's go home and eat and watch TV. This is not what that's about. Yeah, and it's wonderful, and praise God that, you know, that is an awesome, you know, life-changing experience with joy unspeakable and full of glory. But He's given it to us for a purpose, so that we can go out from this place, out into the world out there, and touch lives for Jesus Christ. And it's wonderful that it feels good. Man, I'm like Gene, man. I'd like to have that all the time, man. I can't wait to get to heaven, because I believe in that place, man, we're going to feel that 24/7. There is joy in the presence of the Lord. But you know what? In the meantime, God doesn't give that to us just, you know, so we can really feel good and say, "Boy, it felt great at church today, wasn't it?" He gives that to us so we can be His witnesses. So check your motives. Why do you want the power of God? So you can like fall on the floor and flop around and say, "Wow, man, that was really powerful." Or so you can change somebody's life and introduce them to the living God, His Son, Jesus Christ. Man, that's what that's for. So number one, pray. Number two, check your motives. And number three, finally, have confidence in God. I remember when I first started praying for revival, I was begging God for revival. I was crying, man. I'm like, oh, Lord. And one day God said, "John, keep praying, but cheer up." I felt the Holy Spirit say that to me. He's like, "I love you, John. Cheer up, man. Start praying with confidence. You know, I'm not that kind of a God. You know, you have some faith. Have some faith." And I love it. Luke 11, verses 9 to 13. Jesus said, "So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, as Gene was saying a half hour ago, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him. And the words for ask, seek, and knock, the grammatical tense for that means keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Don't faint, don't give up, don't get discouraged. Just keep going, and God will answer. So cheer up, man. Pray with a smile. Pray with faith. Pray with confidence. And never, ever, ever, ever give up or slow down. Because everyone who continually asks receives. Everyone who continually seeks finds. And everyone who continue to him who continually knocks, it will be opened. Man, I just feel like I just want to pray right now. Man, if I wasn't so hungry, man, I'd be like, let's just go ahead and pray for another couple of hours, man. Praise God. Well, we're going to pray October 31st. We're going to pray all night long. And I just want, I believe Jesus gave these words as an encouragement because I know that He knows that sometimes it can be a little disheartening when we pray for long periods of time and we don't immediately see the answer, but He doesn't want us to give up. He gave this so we would be encouraged to pray with confidence and not to slack up, but just to press in. Amen? Amen.